So you're a great drummer, Ben. Do you play other instruments besides the drums, or is that the...
No, I play, you know, guitar was actually what I started out playing, and I, you know, as a writer, I've always used guitar. And then I did a whole other sort of artistic thing, and I still kind of contemplate, you know, some re-entry into that, where I was actually the guitar player, singer, front guy. That was more of a, you know, modern rock kind of project.
Uh-huh.
And of course, in the studio now, you know, I produce a fair amount of stuff, and I'm working, you know, on whatever level with artists or on projects. And so I obviously play guitar and bass. I really quite enjoy it lately. I've been really enjoying playing bass. I've just been working this week on a song that's for a, you know, a new cable television show, I guess it's going to be, and a theme song kind of thing, and I was playing bass, I was just going, wow, that's, you know, what a fun instrument.
So do you remember the first time you played and got paid to play? Your first gig?
Well, let me think. When one of my other favorite things I've been playing also in my recent years is an accordion, which is also...
Oh, cool. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Yeah, no. I play keys enough to get me in trouble, but playing the accordion, which is, of course, I call it the instrument of commitment, because once you get it strapped on, you know, it's like you're committed.
Right.
Yeah, and plus there's so heavy. It's like it's an instrument that after, you know, for me taking some time to create a part, I feel it for 2 days in my lower back. But anyway.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, do you prefer playing live or in the studio? Do you have a preference, or do you enjoy them both?
I love them both. I just, you know, I love to do this, and I, you know, I'm thankful that I do something that I feel that way about. You know, I really, really enjoy the kind of creating of the painting, if you view it that way, in some sense of, you know, when you're in the studio, just trying stuff, and, you know, and I really enjoy having kind of that chance to, when you can work on something where you really get the chance to, you know, to try and go for something unusual or, you know, a little different. There are several kinds of recording. There's obviously the when you go to work and you just, how many of these songs can we record in, you know, in 4 hours, digging a hole with shovel type recording, you know, which has to be done for song demos and stuff. But then I really, you know, really revel in, I have a studio at my place, and which makes it almost, you know, makes it very easy for that kind of adventuresome, you know, working and going, well, let's try recording it with this, you know, this instrumentation or this setup now, as opposed to just hurrying and getting it done. So I really, really enjoy that. And on, you know, all levels, just creating something new and trying to play as well as you can, and the challenge of that is wonderful. And then I've been a ham my whole life, and you know, playing live and just interacting with an audience is still a great, great thrill. So across the board, I love them both.
Well, you've played all over the world, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. You know, from South America to, you know, all of North America and South America and Europe and Japan and oddly enough, the only one of the few that I've not been to, which I'm still kind of surprised at and waiting for, is Australia. But otherwise, yeah.
You know, a lot of people that read the Nashville Music Guide, are a lot of them that pick it up, is sitting around in a lot of different locations, and they've just come to Nashville, and they're musicians, they're trying to get started. You got any advice for somebody new to Nashville trying to find a gig, what they might do to help their odds?
Well, you know, I actually do get asked that, even as, you know, as I'm out traveling playing with whomever, with Highway obviously, but then, you know, other people I've worked with as well. I still, you know, I surprise people, you know, and I'll pretty much go play wherever and whatever, you know, because like I said, I still have a passion for it. It's probably the toughest question to answer, because as we all know who've done it, you know, it comes in such strange ways, you know. I mean, obviously, really knowing your instrument and working on that part of your craft is kind of a given, you know. You need to be really, for sure, be able to read charts and then, you know, just the obvious things, whether it be playing, you know, with good feel and good time. But one of the deals I personally have always believed in, and I still is, it's something that maybe a few times I even thought, well, maybe I should, you know, should try and let go of it, but it's just part of my heart's passion is I believe that, you know, each player as well as just as well as the singer or as the any part of the, you know, the component of the musical, you know, entity, playing with character